This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about an hour away from the Cowboys' welcome to camp presser. We will leave for California right after that, and then we'll be doing our shows the rest of the week in Oxnard. But right now, we're going to do a little bit more baseball. The Rangers sit at 50-50 for the regular season. I guess 50 and 50. And they just won the series against the Tigers. So my question for y'all, or my request, following that series against the Tigers, give us a bold Rangers prediction for the rest of the regular season. And your reward for that? No, not you guys, but everybody else listening, is at some point in this hour, we will do a giveaway for a pair of pit tickets to go see Treaty Oak Revival next month.
Really?
You guys are just doing your jobs.
Dude, they have an awesome mosh pit, I'm told.
Yeah?
I don't know. Sounds like a country band to me, so I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Thank you,
Corey. They have great music, though. I like it.
Really?
Oh. I was joking about the mosh pit, Kevin. Okay. Bold prediction. You want a positive or negative one?
I am indifferent.
Josh Young doesn't come back this year.
Ooh. Okay.
Which breaks our hearts.
It's true.
Because we love Josh Young. We've said that all the time. Like, we have, since day one. He has struggled this year.
Literally almost since day one, that we did the first ever like major interview with him at spring training, and he was late for the interview, but he came like almost running in, and he goes, "Sorry, guys, just sometimes you're out there on the field and you just get carried away and lose track of time." And I was like, "Oh my God, hope this guy's here forever." I will tell you one more positive real quick. Did you know on Friday and Saturday he hit home runs in back-to-back minor league games?
Really?
Yeah, he did.
All right, then he's back. My bold prediction's already been debunked.
This is still in the minor leagues. That doesn't debunk anything.
He's back, baby. That's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
He's found it.
Alec, do you think we misheard in what his prediction
was? I was just trying to be bold.
Josh Young will be back with a vengeance in the major leagues before you know it.
Well, you know, somebody once told me and told these airwaves that fortune favors the bold. So I think Corey just got a little fortune there.
I mean, he is still hitting 227 with a 670 OPS in the minors.
That's because what happened when he got there. He was in a bad funk.
Okay.
Now he's funked out, if you will. Or out of the funk, if you will. That's the way I should have said it.
Josh Young is 27.
He's got plenty of time.
He does.
Unlike Will Levis.
Okay. It's just weird when you think about a young player, and like in my mind, he's still like, I don't know, 24, and he's 27.
Yeah.
All right. That is a bold prediction. That's a roller.
It immediately changed.
It's a bit of a roller coaster prediction as well.
You're welcome.
I kind of like it. From the 682, bold prediction. Rangers will finish with 92 wins this season.
Holy cow.
You know what I like about that? Right before that, bold prediction. The Rangers will win more than 90 games this season. 92 is more than 90. So that could fit.
So they're at 100 games right now.
Correct.
So they finished 92. That means they're going to win 42 more games.
Yep. We'll go 42 and 20 out of down the stretch.
The next 62.
I mean, look, like that's a hell of a run. And I think the thing we all... let me try that again.
That would be amazing.
The thing I fall into the trap of is I think about the start to the 23 season when you were 40 and 20.
Yeah.
And you can easily... well, not easily, but you can see how it can get done. But that would be... that would be an incredible stretch to finish on. From the 469, bold prediction, Wyatt Langford gets sent to AAA at some point this season. Whoa! That is a bold prediction.
He spent most of the season there.
But then again, I wouldn't have thought that Josh Young would have gotten sent to the minor leagues. So
true.
That's from the 214, if the Rangers can play 2-1 baseball the rest of the way, they will make the playoffs. And that is a thing that we've talked about quite a bit. Now, once you have a four-game series, that really throws the equation into a wreck. But if you just do nothing but win series all the rest of the way, you're going to make the playoffs.
And then split those series.
Yeah.
The four-game series. How many of those they got left?
Or go 3-1.
I'm going to go look it up real quick, Kevin.
Okay. Really surprised at your negative attitude there. Feels like usually you'd be a guy who'd say like 3-1.
But I mean, hey, I... so splitting is a negative? Sounds like a push to me.
Okay.
But it does mean a win, so you're right. That is negative.
Alec.
Two negatives equal a positive.
Stop it.
Right.
Alec, I know usually I go to you next. Do you mind if I give my bold prediction next?
I'm intrigued.
Kevin, I'm going to need to interrupt you here.
Is this for the number of four-game series they have left?
Two.
Oh. At some point, you had four fingers up.
Did I?
Yeah.
I may have been counting games. But yeah, it's Kansas City and Seattle. That's okay. It for the rest of the run here.
If you go 2-2 in those then and win the rest of the series, you're making the playoffs.
Nope, that one's still three.
Oh my God.
I'll keep studying.
And there's going to be no way to escape you for the next week.
Yeah, you can go to your room.
You think.
There have been times you had to be right next to me in a room.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Alec, my bold prediction. The time has arrived. I know he said at the beginning of the season in spring training they hadn't talked about it with him yet. John Gray has completed his final rehab start because they know they don't need to build him up as much as they normally would.
If you build him.
For a starting pitcher, because they know the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's come for John Gray to close out these games for the Texas Rangers. Everybody keeps talking about, you need to trade for a closer. That's great. With what money or assets do you want to get that done? Yeah, you do. And his name, JG, John Gray.
Jason Garrett.
No, it's John Gray. It is time for John Gray try to close out some games, and let's see what this thing looks
like.
Okay,
I got a question regarding that. Do you trust him? We don't know how he responds in a closed situation, like whenever things have gone bad.
Yeah.
And so you say try. I appreciate the word try in that because we don't have a clue yet, but you're willing to go ahead and put that on him and say you're the closer.
And here's one of the reasons why. I mean, I'm sure all professional athletes are hard on themselves for a variety of reasons. I think John Gray really gives himself a tough time.
He does. That's true.
And so when you're the starter, you're just going to sit there, and it's going to be another five, maybe you got an off day, six days before you can go back out there. One of the things about the closer, and I know some people would see this as a negative, I like the idea that if something went wrong for John Gray, he can get right back out there the next day, and he can be like, I'm going to fix it. That might be a strategy that kind of goes against what some people would think you would want in your closer.
I see that, yeah.
But I'm intrigued by that, and I really want to see him get the shot. Because here's the thing. Like, we talk about Jason Robertson, and he just signed. He's going to get paid like $5 or $6 million the rest of the way. The Rangers would not have been able to afford that. So I think, Jason Robertson.
Yep.
I say that if you pick somebody up, it's probably going to be somebody who's like more underwhelming than people are expecting, unless you're willing to deal off some of your other assets, which it feels like people are not. So how about if you dealt off nothing and you went out and picked up John Gray or used John Gray as your closer, and then use the money you do have to go get another leverage reliever that's not necessarily a closer?
Yeah, It also has seemed like that conversation's been had multiple times between Maddux and Boach and CY.
Right.
So like, that's another thing, is this isn't something where they're just like, well, we'll see. This is something they've discussed at length for some time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what makes the whole situation more difficult, Alec, is there's so many variables at the moment, because Josh Spores is
and
he's in the midst of his rehab, and Boach said, hey, we would still have to like an appearance or two where he goes out there, pitches, sits down, and then goes back out there. And so that's something that it's just going to take like at least a little bit more time for that. Now Nathan Eovaldi, is he going to miss two starts? So like, you do see kind of question marks at both starting and reliever.
It is interesting though how they seem fond of the idea of John Gray coming in for an inning and then going out and starting a couple days later.
Which, that could be like your de facto, I guess, kind of side work. Or
he's our whatever
work.
Guy. Yeah. You know, he's ready whenever he's ready. We'll have him out there. Maybe so.
All right. Alec, do you have a bold prediction for us about the Texas Rangers?
Seeing some of these you already discussed, ESPN updated their trade deadline predictions and most likely players to be traded. So this is a bit of a combo for you guys. One, I don't think Adolis Garcia gets traded.
Okay.
And two, because of the conversation surrounding his name, he returns to 2023 form throughout the rest of the regular season. And I say that because, one, I feel like that's pretty bold to say.
Yeah.
Two, we all know he's a pretty emotional guy when it comes to the baseball field, when it comes to his teammates, when it comes to everything surrounding him in the world of baseball. He's just really invested. He hears a lot of things. He pays attention to a lot of things. And I think that's going to get to him in a positive way. I think he sees those conversations about, well, you know, the Rangers could get off that money right now and maybe a change of scenery helps. And he says, change of scenery, my butt. I'm going to get out there and I'm just going to tear the cover off the baseball and shut down these conversations as quick as I can. He ends up being a positive for them at the plate the rest of the regular season.
Look, I can think of no better offensive addition than on fire Adolis Garcia. We've talked about what that looks like for this team and what that looks like for the rest of the Major League Baseball, especially the Astros. On fire Adolis Garcia is amazing.
Bobby said this morning that Wyatt Langford's beginning to get frustrating to him. And
I get it.
So on fire Adolis, what about consistent Wyatt Langford?
Sure.
Do you have any consistency with him at the moment?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you know what you're getting from the product, or you're like, man, he just still has so much room to grow?
But okay, so I think those are two different things, because the second one, I definitely agree with that. But for me, the frustrating part about Wyatt Langford has been how fairly consistent and underwhelming that he's been.
He's been a baseball player.
Yeah, once you get past April, when he was just playing phenomenally. You had a disappointing May, a disappointing June, and then, you know, a solid but still unspectacular month of July. And what it's led to you to is him looking a lot like he did last year. And so the reason why I think that's disappointing, and I know I talked about this with Matt Hicks, and he did not necessarily agree with me.
Oh, he hates you.
Is, oh my gosh.
Not really.
He's on track to have more or less similar statistics to last year. Now, I realize he's going to be up in home runs, but probably down in batting average and RBIs. And it's just frustrating because I really thought, and he could still get there if he goes back to what he was in April. But I'm also frustrated with the lack of kind of next step from Wyatt Langford, because I thought he was going to finish the season with like a WAR of 5 and change and an OPS of 800 and all of that.
Do you want him at the plate when it matters? Or do you feel like there's...
He would not be at the top of my list.
Yeah, and that's what I need from him.
Yeah.
Is that whenever it's time, I'm like, oh my God, he is coming to the plate now. Everybody beware. And that's what I'm not there yet. And that's what I'm waiting for to happen, is whenever I feel like whenever that happens and that you start fearing him coming up to the plate, you'll start being like, oh, that's the consistency we're looking for. But right now you're just like, no, we feel like we have an edge on him sometimes.
From the 903 bold prediction, the Rangers will sign Josh Smith to a long-term deal. Ooh, I actually would be pretty fascinated.
You know what my question is, right?
Where does he play?
Yeah. Is it a long-term utility player contract? Because, man, I wouldn't agree to that if I was him.
Interesting. Now, look, I agree with this, and this is why so many, I think, Rangers fans are intrigued about getting into the playoffs, outside of the fact that, like, you just want your team to be in the playoffs. The Rangers go, from the 940, Rangers go 38-24 down the stretch for a wild card, and then that sheer fear of facing Evaldi and DeGrom will cause every...
Heck yes!
Yeah, and
I love this idea.
And so, like, 88-74, I definitely think will get you a wild card spot. And then if you go into a series knowing it's Evaldi, DeGrom, or vice versa, and you're probably
terrifying.
Like in a 7-game series, you're going to have to face them 4 times.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a day that makes you, that's 2 days right there that just make you go, I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do to beat this guy. That's what you're feeling the whole time. And then the Rangers have already won. It's good. They've scored their one run.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're good to go.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.